And a good morning, it's Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Yes.
Here's the good news.
Not necessarily the news.
Thank you. It is a Monday installment of it. Because the more you know, the more you can sound smarter at work today. Welcome to, and guess who's back, everybody, on our Hank Facebook Live. Streaming, kind of. We may be buffering. It keeps telling us our network is slow.
But the spirit of Aloha is well and alive.
Hey, nobody knows what that means except you right now. He's back. Hey, this is really cool. A follow-up, too, on the Big George Strait fundraiser from a couple of weeks ago. That was a very, you know, turned out to be somewhat private dinner. I mean, tickets were available for everybody like that. But it raised, to date, over $7 million for this. And then the checks were dispersed almost exactly a month after the floods down there, Kerrville, Central Texas, too. Each divvied up and given to families. Governor Greg Abbott was there doing this. It all took place in Ingram, Texas, not too far from where that all went down. So really cool to see that. That was a quick rollout and turnaround. So George Strait getting it done, man. Well done, sir.
Can he be put in charge of all the fundraising any cause whatsoever?
Make him a comptroller. I don't know what a comptroller is.
Jelly Roll's wife, Bunny, is quite the star in her own right. And people are wondering where in the world she has been. Extremely quiet on the social media. Not appearing with her husband in public. So, is there trouble in paradise? She says, no way. The missus has been very public about trying to conceive a baby and undergoing in vitro fertilization. Says there's been 6 months of heartbreak along the way, and her man has to bring home the bacon. Jelly, meanwhile, worried about other things, namely, once he loses another 100 pounds, he wants to go skydiving.
There you go.
With his beautiful bride.
There you go.
I don't know that I would recommend that. If she's pregnant,
you know he looked at and she was there in the front. SummerSlam happened while you were gone.
Oh,
two night event. I'm sure you can catch up on Peacock.
Sorry.
It's streaming
live.
And Jelly Roll. Now they lost, but teamed up with Randy Orton. They lost to Logan Paul and Drew McIntyre. But Jelly did okay in the ring. And Bunny was there.
Jelly Roll!
At least I think so. I don't know. Some lady kissed him, so I think
was
her.
That's good.
I think
was
that
she
was
blonde
her.
With lots of tattoos?
That's her.
All right.
Jelly Roll!
Yay! I identified a celebrity. Over the weekend, hooray for Hollywood, it was the horror movie Weapons that ended up surprising everybody with a number one spot at the box office. So definitely for back to school. That's a good thing. The Freakier Friday, the long-awaited sequel, ended up number two. And then Fantastic Four. The movie we went to go see on Saturday, actually, when we pulled into the mall and said, nope, not today, Satan. Not with the rest of the tax-free nation going on.
Oh, yeah.
We're like, let's go to a movie. So we went to go see Superman.
Aww.
Yeah. It was nice. It was good.
That's cute.
Evidently, though, according to the figures, I was the only one. So.
Okay. Sorry. You know, Elon has a lot of tricks up his sleeve, but this one really takes the cake. The new upgrade to the Teslas will be self-driving. So he promises that serious gamers can play while they're behind the wheel.
Nice.
Isn't that a wonderful idea? That'll be ready in about 3 to 6 months, and we'll also need local regulators' approval. So hopefully we can get in on that.
Well,
yeah.
Mega.
That may not go well.
Also trying to rekindle the mogul's relationship with the president and hopes he'll be back in the GOP fold by the midterm elections.
Gotcha.
So we're gaming. We're politicking. That's Elon.
He can put a video game system in a car and we can't get a faster router.
I don't know. I keep trying to click on the Facebook. It's not. It's not working. I don't know what's going on.
I'm excited about that. The Cowboys, unfortunately, if you did watch, 31-21 preseason game number one loss to the L.A. Rams. We'll get more into that as we go a little bit. But Shedeur Sanders, by the way, if you remember his Deion's kid, ended up in Cleveland like fifth round, slid all the way. He had himself a big old game debut on Friday nights. So watch out for that. In other, not necessarily the sports, because I had to cover it while you were gone.
I'm so sorry. I hope you did okay.
Alex Palou, with three races still left in the season, has won his fourth IndyCar championship title. for the series in the season. Fourth in the last five seasons, Alex Palou is dominating Indy. And then the Xfinity driver on Saturday for the NASCAR race, they were at Watkins Glen. Connor Zilish ends up winning. And you know how they climb out of their car afterwards and they stand there and they go, woo, and they spray the Powerade or whatever their sponsor is. He slipped and fell off, slammed, broke his collarbone. He wins the race and immediately gets out of the car, breaks his collarbone. So he's...
You know, his mom is like, I warned you. I told you not to do this.
I told you that car was going to hurt you someday.
Earlier and longer. That's what we can expect for the pumpkin spice season in 2025. Although Starbucks is not introducing the PSL until August 25th, Krispy Kreme is launching their collection today. That includes pumpkin spice cake donuts, lattes, coffee. But fear not, there's a lot more out there. There's been pumpkin spice Twinkies spotted at Kroger as well as Walmart, pumpkin spice Goldfish, pumpkin spice creamer, pumpkin spice cream cheese, and none of this is chocolate.
I just want to know.
Will it blow?
I've got questions.
May have seen over the weekend Apollo 13 commander Jim Lovell passing away. He was still with us. Goodness gracious. What a life. Famously uttered the words, Houston, we have a problem. And boy, how right he was, way ahead of the curve. Also, it was great to see, you would think she was in by now. Kathy Mattea was invited to be a member of the Grand Ole Opry on Saturday night.
Yes. But, what?
Wait, finally.
Are we a little behind the curve here?
I don't know, yeah. But she's going to become a member officially in a ceremony and concert in October. And then bad news for Crocs. Crocs CEO says the consumer environment, quote, is concerning, and that Crocs will reduce their orders by half in the second half of this year.
No.
They said their shares of Crocs have shed nearly 30% just last week after they issued the stark warning. But yeah, going to cut their orders by half, which it's concerning that their orders were more than half to begin with.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.